you were to ask your neighbor how he or she or them thought the country was doing these days, it probably wouldn't surprise you if they replied, terrible. COVID still menacing us, monkeypox making the news, abortion banned in most of the states now, mass murders by deranged gunmen, war in Ukraine, Supreme Court threats to bypass precedent on more personal liberties, voter suppression, the resurgence of racism, a deadlocked Congress, income inequality, gas prices at record highs, apathy toward the January 6th insurrection, humongous forest fires, surging home prices and surging rents, biblical floods, inflation running amok, and a recession on the horizon, social media disinformation. Did I mention global warming and existential threat? What? Me worry? You'd be forgiven if you thought maybe we'd lost our way. The problems that plague us seem beyond the ability of our politicians to find common ground, much less solutions. W.B. Yeats maybe had it right. Things fall apart. The center cannot hold. The best lack all conviction, while the worst are full of passionate intensity. Half of us, maybe more, no longer believe much of anything outside the kooky crap they dial into on their internet sites. Nothing is too deranged to be considered beyond the pale, as if the world of the National Enquirer, aliens among us, babies with the face of Elvis, mutants on Mars, Jews shooting laser beams at the Sequoias, the love child of 79-year-old Joe Biden, all that tabloid idiocy was now more believable than the evening news. Walter Cronkite would be laughed off the air now. Moon landing? Give me a break. All just staged, just like those purported mass killings. Actors, false flags, misdirection, up is down, black is white. Cannibal Democrats beneath the pizza parlor. Jesus circling the globe in a spacecraft. Makes perfect sense to a large part of the population. You think you're living in the end times. Maybe you are. The end, anyway, of rational thought. You think you're trapped in a funhouse with warped mirrors, brother. You are. You think folks might come to their senses. I got a bridge to the South End. I'll sell you. Easy terms, low interest. Act now, and I'll sell you, too. Just add shipping and handling. And as an introductory bonus, I'll throw in an autographed photo of Jesus in his space suit. Our operators are standing by.